The Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers to in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls on the oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save him has died. God pay them the debt that we owe. Darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save him has died. God paid him the debt that we owe him. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. A very hearty greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We're glad to be coming your way once again with another gospel message, which we hope will bring comfort and cheer to each of you. Our hearts are filled with gratitude to those who are helping us maintain this radio program. Of course, this also includes the postage, which we spend each week for mailing the printed copies. In case you should be hearing this message for the first time, please remember that we prepare this message in printed form each week and mail it to those interested. There's no obligation or subscription price. You just send us your name and address. Address all correspondence to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to this scripture, beginning with 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." In the book of 1 Samuel, it is recorded that Eli was the priest of God. Now, of course, this was back under the law of Moses, and sacrifices were offered for the sins of the people. But there were certain requirements for the priest, and it seems that even though Eli desired to be faithful, God was displeased with him because his sons were not restrained from their evil way of life. They became very wicked, which brought the judgment of God upon them. In the meantime, God was raising up a lad who was to go down in history as one who would see kings brought to power. He also was the prophet who brought the word to King Saul that he had been rejected because of his transgression. This prophet of whom I am speaking was Samuel. God spoke to him even as a child and shared with him some of the secrets of the things which were coming to pass in those days. But one thing about Samuel which is especially worthy of our notice is the fact that he had a willingness to hear and obey the voice of God. In verse 4, when the Lord was calling Samuel, Samuel thought it was Eli. Then he answered, "Here am I." Each time when Samuel heard this voice calling, he arose and went to Eli for instructions as to what he should do, and each time Eli informed him that he had not called. Three times this happened, and each time Samuel arose and came to Eli. Then it was revealed to Eli, and he realized that perhaps God was calling for Samuel. So he told him what to say. Listen, as he gave him the instructions in verse 9, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." So Samuel went and lay in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Oh, how we need to have our ears open to the call of God. Were there more people willing to hear this call today, many of the places where the gospel is so greatly needed would be filled with earnest and willing workers to spread the message of salvation, even to the remotest corners of the earth. Let us open our hearts and have a willingness like Samuel when he said, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Now, when we become willing to hear and obey, I believe that God will reveal to us his will for our lives. Until then, it is possible that one will go on in darkness seeking for the truth, but never coming to the knowledge of it because they're unwilling to measure to the standard of God's word. Isaiah was another prophet who became willing to hear and give heed to the voice of God. But first, he realized that he dwelt in the midst of people of unclean lips. In other words, he dwelt among sinners and people whose hearts were hardened. Surely this is true in the world today. We live among many people who are sinful and care not for the things of God. God needed a prophet to speak to them concerning their sins. At first, Isaiah realized that he was unfit to proclaim the gospel message. But after one of the seraphims had brought a live coal from the altar and touched the lips of Isaiah, we see his answer in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. Listen as I quote, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." Therefore, we conclude that before one is worthy to proclaim the gospel message, he must be qualified. He must have a vision of the glory of God and must also see himself as unworthy to speak the name of Christ. But when his own sins have been pardoned through the forgiveness of Christ the Savior, he should have the answer, "Here am I, send me." Oh, the need for workers today are great. Can we say as the prophet, "Here am I, send me"? Let us each one search our hearts and ask ourselves diligently, "Am I doing all I can for those about me who are dying daily without Christ and without the knowledge of their sins forgiven?" And also I think of those across the ocean who have not heard the gospel as we have had it in our own beloved country. Let us each one be willing and ready to do our part to see that they have the opportunity to hear the gospel. I believe that when we reach this point in our consecration, God will use us to be a blessing to those about us, and we will be glad to carry the message of salvation. If you should have fears as to what might happen should you take your stand for God, remember that you are God's child. You can count on Him to give you courage, strength, and understanding. Listen now as Sister Ethel Worrell brings you this poem, Fear Not, For I Am Here.
A little child lay in the dark. The room was strange. He saw nowhere. He was afraid. But then he called, Father, are you there? He felt a hand so strong and warm, close clasping his. Then, calm and clear, he heard his father's tender voice. Yes, laddie, I am here. Like that small child, we sometimes feel that we are in the dark of care. In terror of some harm, we call, Oh, Father, are you there? We reach our hand to him and find a blessed answer to our fear. His hand holds ours. We hear his voice. Fear not, for I am here. So though we tremble in the dark, in need of strength and help and cheer, we have a tender Father's word. Fear not, for I am here.
Thank you, Sister Ethel. Now listen to this poem brought to you by Sister Lou Bray, entitled, Let God Guide.
I know not, Lord, what lies before, what problem each new day will bring. I only know that more and more I lean on Thee for everything. I only know, O Lord, my God, that Thou hast promised to direct. Thine are the guiding staff and rod, did right my pathway to select. I do not ask my way to choose, life questions will not dare to solve. Alone to Thee my rights I lose, Thee to obey, my one resolve. Speak, Lord, and tell me what to do. Do Thou alone direct my path. Speak at Thy bidding, I will go. Speak at Thy bidding, I will stay. Thou art my God, and Thou art my guide, till faith shall be exchanged for sight. I know whatever may be tied, the way Thou chooses, Lord, is right.
Thank you, Sister Lou. And now, let us pray. Our Father, there may be one listening to this broadcast tonight who is in great trouble and feels the need of a Savior. We ask that to this one you would draw near and help them to become willing to make a reply such as Samuel of old when he said, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And then, when they have heard thy voice, may they also become like Isaiah of old when he said, Here am I, Lord, send me. This we ask in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Listen now to the song, Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah, as sung by Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver.
All ye fruitful trees and cedar, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes, traitors, judges,
this message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Your speaker is Willie Murphy. And now, until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.